It's time for the lucky... sorry, it's not. It's time for the tarot stars. That's and we'll right. kick off with Aries, Sherita.
Sure. The card of the sun has been selected for you. And this is all about something new or merging with another. And it's all about like a great relationships. It's lots of perhaps money coming in. The sun's shining on your existing plans, which will change. And expect good news coming your way concerning your finances.
Okay. Next up is Taurus.
Yep. The card of the world. That's the second time tonight. Card of the world. It's all about the world is very much, you can expect fortunate changes around business and finances, new opportunities, expansion, and lots of increases. It's really going to see travel as well.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Next along is Taurus.
Yep. Gemini.
Oh, sorry. Gemini, I meant.
I was thinking Taurus. Gemini.
Silly me.
I've got Gemini here. Okay, the Two of Wands for Gemini. And the Two of Wands is really, you could take an unexpected trip. You could also be in a position of power. There's expansion and surprising successes there for you. And your attitude will be improved and your determination renewed. So, pretty good.
Yeah,
happy good birthday, by the way, Gems.
Yeah, next up's Cancer.
Yep. The card of the Fool. And I love this card, though. This is all about the card of the Fool is very much really you've got all new beginnings taking place and you are going to see some profits coming through. You're going to go with the flow and go for your desires, reach your desires and your what you're wanting to achieve.
Nice. Next song's Leo.
Yep. The Two of Swords is very much crossroads. There's decisions being made and some surprising news could lead to an unexpected trip. Be ready to move quickly. You also could be considering a major purchase.
And next along is Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with Virgo we have the Pentacles. And this is the Ace of Pentacles, which is the focus is really on gold, bliss and success. This could be, you'll be engaged in new projects that will prove successful. If you experienced problems in the past, they're going to be resolved. And you also have, it's like Ace of Pentacles is also bringing more love into your life as well.
Oh, lovely.
Romance is sizzling.
Okay, and what's happening for Libra?
The Knight of Cups. The Knight of Cups is all about, well, you've got to watch yourself, watch out for flirting. There's a bit of seduction, romantic interlude all happening here, and there could even be a focus on a change of address, a change of relationship, or everything's changing around there. The Knight of Cups bring, cups always represent love, and it's appearing in this, it's sort of like a long-term condition is suddenly going to change.
Okay. Next up, Scorpio.
Ten of Cups is the wish card. Wish true. This is all about, could be a budding romance or a renewal love bond. Could be correspondence connected with your work. That's lots of networking, emails and all this sort of thing. Phone calls. Also pleasing reunions and socially having a ball.
Okay. Next along is Sagittarius.
The Ace of Wands is fresh starts. Period of action, movement and some struggles. It's victory, love against hate, triumph. You could be contemplating a move to a new area or a state. You may have to change or rearrange your plans. Expect good news regarding some papers, legals, or you know, something that involves some sort of papers as well.
Okay. What are the cards saying for Capricorn?
Yep. Oh, the Ace of Cups. That's abundance of love, joy, and happiness. That sort of represents... affairs of the heart's running really, really fabulous. And you could be analysing current relationships with loved ones and deciding who's staying and what to do about it. Commitments and new projects also around business.
Okay. Next up's Aquarius.
The card of the moon. Intuition is really, really strong now. And if you're looking for answers, if your life feels perplexed, there's inconclusive things going on, and it's difficult for you to follow what's going on at the moment in your life. So the moon card is sort of saying, hang in there, all will be revealed.
Okay. And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
The card of the lovers, oh la la. It's a very productive time. When the lovers card appears, it's always a choice, whether that choice is around business or around a love. So it's like three people in a situation. Sometimes that can be like the mother-in-law interfering, or it could actually be two lovers. So it's choices being made. You can expect a lot of social calls and invitation, and you will feel that you learned by past mistakes. Balance is needed in your life.